It looks like producer Elif has just found Joe Sheehan, who is the marketing representative of Wise Owl Drinkery. Hey, Joe, it's John Williams. How are you?
Great, John. How are you today?
Good. I have 5 minutes here, so I'm going to stop talking about movies and talk about your business. We were hoping we could get you for the show today, maybe earlier, but I'll take you when I can get you now. Mayor Lori Lightfoot said, if you all don't practice safe distancing in businesses, we will shut you down and or fine you. Wise Owl Drinkery has been cited 4 times, and the reporting yesterday was $10,000 a clip. Am I hearing that right?
Yeah, I believe it might have been a total of 6 citations, and the dollar amount has not been allocated. I think that's the maximum per citation.
So you don't know how much you guys are going to get fined. Now, you represent this. What's your connection to this bar?
So my name is Joe Sheehan. I'm the CEO and co-founder of Tapped In, and we do marketing for bars and restaurants, including Wise Owl, and I'm also personal friends and a patron of the Wise Owl.
What happened? Was this a fair assessment of what was going on there? What do they think about this?
Well, unfortunately, we feel that, you know, we were singled out. The new regulations that have been put in place are not really easy for bars and restaurants to kind of keep up with. Like, we have to micromanage every guest at every moment. And when they stand up, they're not supposed to stand up without their mask on. If they go to the bathroom, they need to remember to put it on. There's a lot of moving pieces at all times what we're trying to adapt to while we're trying to adapt to all the things that we're doing internally. So, you know, it is challenging. We wish that the city would be a little bit more willing to work with us on this, and hopefully they still are. But it's been a lot to be thrown on all these bars and restaurants in a very difficult, trying time.
You're supposed to be at 25% capacity. Were they at 25% capacity?
Well, we don't have a final headcount. We have a pretty large outdoor patio section, so we're trying to compile all the information to make sure that we know exactly where we were at and whatnot, but there's a lot of different citations. Some of those were things that they say that Wise Owl did, and some of those were things that the Wise Owl clientele were doing or were not doing.
Well, I think you're responsible for either. If the clientele aren't behaving, but they're misbehaving on your property, that is, they're not wearing their masks or they're gathering too close at the bar. There's all these restrictions. We've heard them. But the onus is on the owner of the bar, right?
Well, that's what the regulations state, correct. And, you know, we agree with that. We want the public, we want our guests and our team members to stay safe at all times. I'm just simply trying to communicate how difficult it is to do that all at once.
I understand that. I totally get that. Listen, I think it is unmanageable, and I don't know then what we're supposed to do about that. That is, okay, then we just say zero, or do we just say we'll take our chances? I don't have the answer for you on that one, but answer this for me. When they did cite them, public health official come in and say, okay, this bar is now officially closed, or did you just get something in the mail the next day? How does this happen?
No, they actually showed up. Fortunately, it was towards the end of the shift, so we hadn't lost too much, but the way that a lot of the media was reporting it is that we're permanently shut down, and we do have the ability to operate again. They just shut it down at the time that they came in.
And when will it open up again?
We're open again, regular hours.
Tonight? You're open today?
We were open tonight, and we were open yesterday. Unfortunately, yesterday was extremely slow, and I think a lot of that had to do with the miscommunication by the media of saying that we were, you know, shut down without it being accurate, saying that we were shut down for the rest of the shift.
We're talking about Wise Owl Drinkery, right? That particular location?
Yep, 324 South Racine.
South Racine. So I'm sorry, is that West Loop we're talking?
Correct.
Yeah. And so are you taking proactive steps now to make sure this doesn't happen again?
Yeah, we're beefing up staff. We're retraining the staff. You know, they've had a lot put on their plate to do that, so we are going to have more hands on deck. We've already done a lot. You know, we've got mobile menus, so nobody's touching physical menus. We're spraying down. We've hired an outside company to come and help sanitize. We're doubling down. We're willing to do what we need to do to get into compliance, and we're here to be a part of the community and make sure everyone's having fun but also staying safe.
It's not worth opening if you got to pay $60,000 in fines. Are you going to protest that? I mean, I wonder how that's going to shake up.
Yeah, we're talking to our lawyer, and obviously that costs money too. And so we're actually setting up a GoFundMe campaign as we speak, because we've had a lot of people reach out to us and saying they disagree with the heavy hand of the city, and they're willing to help support. And so we appreciate that, because we don't know what the final bill is going to be at the end of the day. But hopefully the city is willing to work with us and see that we're taking the steps that we need to make sure we're in all compliance.
All right, Joe Sheehan, be safe. Good luck. Let's stay in touch. I very much appreciate you coming on with us today.
Thanks for having me. We'll talk soon.
That's Joe Sheehan over at the Wise Owl Drinkery.